on and on it goes. So now there's a live debate. You're talking to some computer science genius who's 20 years old here at Stanford, who's wondering, is tech all that matters? Or does the United States of America, this anachronistic object brought into being 250 years ago, still matter? How do you answer that?
Well, that's easy for me. Of course, America still matters. Our country still matters. Sovereignty still matters. I think that Davos man metaphor that Sam wrote about created a lot of trouble for us. And we, foreign policy elites, Democrats and Republicans alike, a lot of Republicans go to Davos, not just Democrats. They just thought it didn't matter what the American people thought. We know what's good for America. We're going to do it this way. And that created this huge disconnect between the way Americans, where I grew up, thought about the outside world and the way Davos men and women think about it. And that led to some really bad policies. And the mission of my book, honestly, is to take these debates about why engaging in the world is in our national interest, why having allies is international interest, why, and I dare say it, why supporting ideas of freedom, democracy, and liberty is in the long-term national interest of the United States. But we got to win that argument in Bozeman, Montana, and Boise, Idaho, and I've been to Texas four times, and Florida, and Pennsylvania, and Ohio. That's my last 3 weeks. And it's not easy. I want to tell you it's not easy. But the way you do it is when you appeal to American national interests. We're all Americans first. And I think most people want that. I think there's my biggest applause lines are when I talk about America and why we can do this renewal. But we got to work on it. We can't keep calling fellow Americans enemies. That's not patriotism. We got to be united, because if we're not, we lose the 21st century. We lose the 21st century to China.
Mike McFaul, author of Autocrats versus Democrats, China, Russia, America, and the New Global Disorder. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks for having me.
From Common Knowledge. Do your thing, Tina.
Hey. Yeah, let's work together. That's probably something we should all do. Okay, March 8th, 2026, 5:35 a.m. It's also daylight saving time, clock change. So it would normally be yesterday at this time. It was 4:36. And we lose an hour today. You know, I wish they just fix this and just say, no, we'll just stay with the time. We don't need a time change. I don't know. We don't need a time change. We just don't need it. It throws everything off. I gotta deal. It really throws things off for my wife. We have these discussions every year especially on daylight saving time change, because it happens on a Sunday, and when she tries to get her head around what mass we should be going to, because she's got her chores that she's got to do in the morning for all the animals and stuff, and she has trouble just keeping it together as far as, oh yeah, okay, so I got to be faster about doing this, or I have a lot more time about doing this. And it's just something we do every year. I kind of look forward to it. Anyway, so I'm painting. The war in Iran continues on. It's been a week we've had a war in Iran. So we better think about being together here. So let me get to paint before I have to go for my walk. Okay, 6:27 a.m. So I got to get out of here at 6:45 for my walk. So I got to get ready to go. I'm going to do a bunch of stuff. I got to rush through this morning and get to church. And maybe I'll be back to close this post out later this afternoon. So talk to you later. Okay, 9:25 a.m. So right now I'm in the process of getting ready to go to church, and I'm going to come back a little later and finish off this post. So hang tight there. Hey, Papa Oom Mau Mau. Let's see. 2:07 p.m. Okay. Do I talk about my painting? Hey, it's come along. Not a great painting yet. I mean, there's still a lot of. It's still got to go somewhere. But it's definitely come along. It's not as dead as it used to be. It's coming alive. So, anyway, so 2:07 p.m. Beautiful day outside. I finally got out here. I want to close this post out so I can put it on my website. And let's see. So I mentioned the war that's going on, and I'm not too upset about the war just yet. Unfortunately, people have died on our side, and lots of people have died on their side. And lots of other innocent people died that are just innocent bystanders, which is shitty. But I'm not too upset yet. War is this is the way I look at it. War is going to happen either way. You know, I mean, there's just no end to it. And truthfully, yeah, hitting the Iranian regime that wants to kill us and wants to set the world on fire with their whatever ideology is, and to destroy whatever they want to destroy and promote whatever they want to promote, is something that we really can't live with. Because the truth is, you know, if they weren't really going to make an atomic bomb so they can set it off in the U.S., we just ignore them. You know, we just let them do whatever they want. You know, they want to make their people starve. Let them make their people starve, or, you know, we're not going to get involved with it. That's their people's business to deal with that. Anyway, so that's where I look at that. So. Let's see, what else? You know, I really don't want, like, pontificating about too much stuff. I got my viewpoint on the world. And the world, like I think I said this before, you know, things could be so much better if people would just realize that they have to work at stuff. You know, you can't get anything for free, you know. And work is actually making something that people want. You know, not work is not how can I manipulate this market so I can get draw out this money and make myself richer. That's not work. You're not creating anything. You're just siphoning money out of the system. Anyway, I like to see, you know, and you look at all these able-bodied people that. That are out there, and they don't want to work, you know. You see, You know, I don't like pointing fingers too much, but yeah, you can, you know, you could see that there's people that that don't want to work, that they just want to collect assistance, and then they do that. Then you got the poorer souls that are drug addicts that, you know, yeah, they can't hold a job down because they're too screwed up. Their life is just too screwed up to deal with any of that, and that's unfortunate also. And the way I see it, you know, if everybody could just get down and work and be productive, the world would be a better place. You know, they'd be better off, and the world would be better off, and we'd all be better off. But apparently that's just not the way it's going to happen because of human nature. Anyway, so let me call this quits. I don't really want to sit here and pontificate on stuff. So everybody have a good one.